Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Boy, isn't that the truth? I'm going to leave the biblical scholarly thing to the likes of Pastor Gutierrez and Pastor Brian and Dr. Bilby, Dr. Moore. They can figure out that part. But to me, the writers use the word prevail. Tells us a little something about that inner struggle we have about making plans and doing what we want. Can I get an amen? Yes. So my name is Joel Tanum. My wife and I have attended Northwood Church. Hi, honey. Because I didn't fill up the tire this morning. Since the very beginning, we've come here since the start. All four of our children were born and raised in these walls. And having been here this long, you'd think I'd know all of you, but I don't. I'm sorry. It's nice to meet you, some of you. Here's a faith story part. I was raised in a good Christian home since I was a baby. I accepted Jesus at a young age in vacation Bible school in the backyard of my family's home in Richfield, Minnesota. Thank you, Wooddale Church. I've had wonderful mentors and examples of the Christian life, tons of resources, plenty of supportive people to help and guide me on my way. And life isn't perfect, and certainly neither am I. Ask the blondies in the back row about that one. Just the same, here I am, good, bad, and ugly. I'm here to talk to you for a minute about my experiences and what I've learned from refugees. I was sometime in 2014 or early 2015 when the possibility of traveling to Kenya to spend some time in Kakuma refugee camp arose. At the time, I was working for a metal building manufacturer, think corrugated tin, and had for some years this incessant pull to somehow merge what I was doing for work with helping people out, pressing need for shelter all around the world. Every time I saw a presentation about refugees or other places, all I could see was this crappy, rusty corrugated tin. I thought, we throw away so much of the stuff, we recycle so much, it's useful. There's got to be a way. I must be here for this purpose, right? So I felt compelled to figure out a better way to do that. And I got to pause here and thank Northwood Church for your heart, for providing shelters. I saw them firsthand, and it is awesome, and thank you. I was fortunate to be able to travel to Kakuma, Kenya, in December of 2015 with Pastor Luke and with Tom Albinson. Man, oh man. Have you ever done something or experienced something in your life that totally and completely blew your mind? To even begin to describe that experience will take a whole other Sunday, but suffice it to say that I was affected. Bickler, are you with me? I had never so much as had a passport, so this was kind of a big deal. While in Kakuma, I witnessed firsthand the struggles. Listen, these are words, but I saw them. Struggles, trials, heartbreak, and despair that we hear that refugees experience. Just hearing about it and even me telling you about it this morning can't begin to make it as real as it to you as it is if you're there. So taking in the sights, the sounds, the smells, hearing the stories, and witnessing the constant daily struggles that people go through, it wrecks you in a new and complete way. And this isn't a lecture about politics or walls. Leave that to other people. Or it's not a guilt trip about our comfortable life. It's me sharing with you a little bit about what have I learned from refugees. So what have I learned? Learn that I have it good when you think about whether you're comfortable or have enough or whether life is fair. Or if I start to compare myself with my neighbor, brothers and sisters, we have it good. The water comes on every time you turn the knob and the car starts and the air and the heat keep us comfortable. It's all very good. I didn't do much of anything special to get this good life. No more than a refugee did to get handed an absolutely raw deal. None of us did anything for that. I learned in a new way about things like generosity in Africa, about flexibility, about gracefulness, about work ethic, and about resiliency. I went to Kakuma with my plan to find a way to shelter people with unused building materials. But a few weeks later, after my return from Africa, my company announced plans to close the division I was working in. And by March, we were without jobs. And then I sat there and said, what am I supposed to do with this amazing experience I just had? And I thought we were supposed to go there and then figure out how to get the metal there. And what's this all about? It didn't make any sense to me. Many are the plans in a person's heart. So fast forward to September 2016, and miracle of miracles, here we are at the airport welcoming Pastor Katera and his beautiful family to Minnesota. The story of how God delivered them to us is truly amazing, and you need to hear it sometime. It takes a while. I've learned that I have a much higher capacity to help than I thought. I've learned that Pastor Katera can preach to me and drive, learn to drive simultaneously. And he did both very well. I miss our times on Fridays. I've learned that refugees want the same things we do, like peace, freedom, hope, a home, stability. I've learned that I can learn a lot from our refugee brothers and sisters, and that maybe God sent me there not to worry about roofs, but so that I could come back here and do my small part to help us all understand the issue just a little differently, and specifically to help in my small ways our friends, to help our friends continue their God-given work and purpose here in America. Lord, may your purpose prevail.